here with head coach Jay Pandolfo for the Terriers 6-1 win at Vermont. And coach, just your general thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, real happy with our effort. To come up here for the last game of the regular season, thought we started on time. They had their senior ceremony, so it took a little bit of time, but our guys stayed focused and we were ready right from the start, and really liked the way we played tonight.
Yeah, their goalie came up with some big saves early, but eventually got on the board. Just how nice was it to see that persistence and not get deflated by a good goaltending performance early on?
Yeah, no question. He made some huge saves early on. We had a ton of chances. We just couldn't put a puck on the net, and then we just kept working at it and found a way to get one, and then we got another one, and I think it just gave our bench a little bit of a boost in energy, and overall, I thought we got good contributions from everyone tonight.
Hodson's 3 points apiece. Just how special have they been this year?
Yeah, they've been real good. Real happy for Quinn. He got his 20th goal tonight. I know that was a goal of his to get to that point, and he did. I'm sure he's going to continue to add more for us. And Cole just he had the puck on a string tonight. Like he was making plays all night long. He could have had a lot more than 3 points. Both of them could have been. We had a lot of guys that had a lot of chances. But those two guys have been excellent for us.
And Cole Eiserman also got his 20th goal, a little bit of a goal race there. Just talk about his play. He made a nice play to set up Quinn for Quinn's 20th, actually.
Yeah, I think Cole Eiserman's playing his best hockey of the year right now. Not only because he's producing offensively, but he's doing other things that are helping us win hockey games. He's been physical. He's tracking back really hard. He's just doing a lot of little things, and then he's now getting rewarded on the offensive side of things. And we know he can put the puck on the net. And he made a heck of a play too on Quinn's 20th. He protected the puck, took it to the net, ended up getting a nice shot off, and Quinn got the rebound. So good play by him. And he's playing his best hockey for us.
Jack Hughes has had a goal in each of the last two games. Just talk about his play and starting to become a goal scorer here.
I thought he was excellent tonight. He was just working. When he's moving his feet and working, his skill takes over. And you saw that tonight. His second effort, third effort tonight, winning puck battles. He had a great stick. He's an intelligent player. I thought that was one of his best games. He continues to certainly help us win hockey games. And it was nice to see him get rewarded, too. I'm sure he'd like to be, have a few more goals this year, but still, this time of year is important, and we're going to need him to continue to produce for us.
And then Yegorov came out with a lot of big saves, and only 21 stops, but it seemed like every save was timely, especially that breakaway in the third period there.
Yeah, he's it's funny. It almost, some of the saves he makes, they somewhat go unnoticed because he's so calm in there, and he makes it look really easy. He's been really steady for us in there, and he's a big athletic goalie who's calm, and he has a presence in the net. And real happy to see him finish off the regular season on a high note.
Yeah, and there's talk about ending the regular season on a high note. 8-2 win on Thursday, 6-1 win here tonight. Just playing your best hockey at the right time.
Yeah, real important for our team to be consistent in the way we play, and I think we saw that the last two games. I thought it started down at UConn, knowing we had to play a certain style against them in their building, the way they play, tough building to play in, and we were willing to play a certain way to find a way to, we ended up getting a shootout win, but it was still a big win for us. And then to perform the way we did the last two games, it was great to see.